Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in the Ma'ay Daf Samech Dalet in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, beginning of Halacha Ches, based on the new print of the Oiz V'Hodor. Says the Mishnah Halacha Ches. It's Daf Samech Gimel based on the bottom. Amarot Shamar Lechover. Amarot told the Chaver, Kachli Agudas Yerik. Go buy for me a bundle of vegetables. Kachli Gluskin Echot. Go take for me one bread. Loikeach stam potter. He takes it stam and he's potter. He doesn't have to worry about the miser. Because what he's doing right now is he's buying it on behalf of the Amoritz. He's just the shlech of the Amoritz. He's not doing anything for himself. The Amoritz tells him, do me a favor, you go buy for me this vegetable, this bread. He goes on behalf of the Amoritz and buys it. He's not involved. But if the chaver came and took, and he took two, one for himself, one for the Amoritz, Vinis Arvu, and it got mixed up. Chayv la Aser Afilu Emeah. Then he has to be Maisa the whole thing. Because now it's considered to be that he's selling to the Amoritz. He's taking a bunch of vegetables. Some of it is his, some of it is the Amoritz. He's going to pick for himself. The rest he's going to give to the Amoritz. It's considered to be a sale. You know, a Chaver is not allowed to sell to somebody else, Dmai, something which is a Chashash, which is not Me'usar. Says the Gemara, "Mistis de Abayisi." This Mishnah goes like Abayisi. Titani elokeiach stam. Someone who takes stam. Tzorich laaser. The girsa of the Vilna Gaon is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Abayisi oimer ainu tzorich laaser. Abayisi argues, says you don't have to be maser unless you do it for yourself. If you do it on behalf of the Amoritz, he's considered to be the shliach of the Amoritz. There's no din of maser, and that's our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "Manam kamin." What's exactly the case? If the Amoritz tells him, please go out and get for me the vegetables, shlukoyu. So he's the shliach of the Amoritz. Why should Rabbi Yehuda argue and say you have to do ma'aser? But if you don't go take for yourself, and you then it will divide. Shalayin. So then it belongs to the chaver who's buying it. And of course, he has to do ma'aser. Says the Mordav Samach Dal on top, Elekik an Kaiminon Bistam. We're talking about they didn't say any specific orders. The seller who was selling it to the person, and the guy did not tell him any words, not saying, I'm taking it for the Amoritz. He didn't say anything. So the seller is selling it to the guy in front of him. The one who's buying, if he doesn't ask any questions, he assumes he's selling to the guy in front of him. He says, no. The seller has a mind and giving it to the one who owns the money. Whoever is the owner of the money, he's the buyer and is intending to give whatever he has to the owner of the money. So here, when you have the chaver coming, he is the one buying, but he's using the money of the Amoritz. The question is, who is the seller intending to sell to? Lefikach, therefore, im nosan achas yesero, if the seller gave him one extra, give him a gift. He bought 10, give him one for free. Rida says it belongs to the buyer, the one who's actually buying, the chaver, because he's intending to sell everything to the guy who's in front of him. Rida says they split it, the one who's buying and the one who owns the money. So one second, that's different than Rabbi Yosi we just mentioned, because Rabbi Yosi we say everything goes to Bala Mois, and now you say they split. Before we said that the seller wants to give it to the owner of the money. And here you say you split. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, here it's different. Here he's giving him a gift, giving him extra. So we say the combination that you have here, the one who came, the one who used his legs to do the sale, and you have the one who gave the money. So according to Rabbi Yosi, here the seller has in mind both. He's as if he's giving extra, he wants to encourage the sale, he's happy for the sale happening, so he's saying everybody involved in the sale, the one who has the money, and the one who actually came, giving it to you to both, because he has both in mind. And previously, when he just did the regular sale, then he has in mind only Baal HaMos. Continues the Gemara and says, Tanim Shem Gamliel Oimer, Im Echlif Esameo Tzorech La'aser. If the Amoritz gave him money, and he exchanged the money with his own money, now this money considers to be his, and when he gives the fruits back to the Amoritz, it's a sale. Because switching money means you're changing the original intent. You're not a shliach anymore. Says the Gemara, "Abayisi Adom." This teaches you: Hanoisin Mois lechaver. Someone gives money to his friend. Veichlifon, and he exchanged the money with his own money. the Ovdu, and then he got lost, Chaya Bachrius, he was responsible. Because it's not considered to be anymore that he's holding the money of his friend. Now it's considered to be going forward as a loan. Meaning the Chiddush is, I would think that maybe exchanging $10 for $10 means he didn't really do anything. Chiddush is yes. Once you go and you switch the money, it's considered to be a different money. And now he becomes a borrower, he owes the money, or in our case, it's considered to be that he's using his own money to buy the fruits, and then he's selling it back to the Amoraites, and he must do Meiser. Continues the Gemara and says, quotes the Mishnah, Amar lo zeh sheli v'zeh shechaveri, once he took for himself and for the Amoraites, and then he's going and splitting it, so then it's considered to be that he's doing it not only as a shlich of the Amoraites, and he must do Meiser. So the Gemara, Shmuel Amar b'machlik b'yodov. He's talking about that he's dividing it when he's doing it with his hands. He's picking up the whatever he wants to give, and he says, this is mine, and then he picks up the other one and says, this is for the Amoraites. That's when you say that he's considered to be a seller to the Amoraites, and not a shliach. Continues the Gemara in Sakhda Alamun base. The condition is supposed to be that he took his own last. The first part he gave to the Amoraites, and the next part he gave to himself. And continues the Gemara to explain. You need both conditions to be fulfilled in order for this to be a sale. Because if chilek biyodov, even if he did it with his hands, ben noto chelko b'tchilo, he took his own part first, ain't a tzorech la'asa, there's no ma'asa. Elal shalom, only on his own. When he took first, that's his own. Whatever he gives to the Amoraites later is considered to be a shliach. Loi chilek biyodov, he didn't split with his hand. Ben noto chelko b'soif, he let the Amoraites take first, and he took whatever is left. Ain't a ma'asa elal shalom, he's not ma'asa again, only on his own. Meaning, in order for this to be, that he exchanged, he made a sale over here, it needs to be that he did be a dime, took up the whatever he's giving to the Amoraites, and that he took his last. So whatever he's giving the Amoraites is if he's selling, he's doing, is not considered to be mimele. But if he's leaving something in the end, or he's not doing in the hands, not doing be a dime, not picking it up, so that is considered to be that he left for the Amoraites whatever belonged to Amoraites to begin with. He's as if the shtiach of the Amoraites. And if he doesn't have to do meiser, both conditions need to be met in order for this to be considered that the chav is not a shliach of the Amoraites, but he's selling it to him. Says the one Tani Oimer who Odom Lepoyel, a person tells a worker, Hey Lech Dino Zeh, take this money. Echol boy, go eat with it. Hey Lech Dino Zeh, Shteh boy, go take this dinner, go drink. Ve'ina Choshesh Azchoro, he not Choshesh, maybe this person is taking the money. Lo Mishu Shvitz, Lo Mishu Meisters, Lo Mishu Miay Nesach. Maybe he's using the money for things which are Aser, like Shmito, Meisters, Yay Nesach. I'm not Choshesh. Why not? Similar thing to what we had in the Mishnah. It's not his responsibility. He gave him money. Tell him, you do with the money whatever you want. Whatever the worker now is doing with the money, that's now the responsibility of the one paying. But if he said, you go take from the grocer, go take some a bread, and I'll pay him. And go take wine, and I'll pay you. So then he is responsible for the Isser. Because if he's telling him, you go to the grocer, take the food, and I'll pay him, it's considered to be that he's giving the food directly to the worker. He's not giving him money. He's giving him the food, he's just paying for the food. So he's responsible for that food. But if he gives money to the worker and the worker buys it, the worker is the one who is getting the food. And the Gemara explains more the lumdus. What's the idea that when you pay the grocer, so it's considered to be the Baal Bais is the one who's feeding the worker. Says the Gemara, Omar Zehiro, Nasach and Vonishluchu Yishu Baal Bais. That's called the point. The grocer becomes the Shliach of Baal Bais. He's as if he's telling the one who's selling, the seller, you're going to be my Shliach to feed the poil. Here's the money, feed him. So he's doing it on behalf of the Baal Bais. He's as if the Baal Bais is feeding. Omar Avilo, different reason. Poil Zoyche Le Baal Bais, Vishal Chivoni, the way it works is not that the grocer is the shliach of the Baal Bais, but when he's telling the worker, you get food and I'll pay for you, basically the worker is becoming the shliach of the Baal Bais, as if the Baal Bais tells the worker, go get some food, bring it to me, okay, now this is mine, I'm giving it to you. Just instead of doing a two-stage process, he does it in one stage. He says, you get the food, that's my food that I'm giving it to you. So in other words, the machleika says, do I look at the grocer, the seller, that he's the shliach of the Baal Bais? Oh, look here, the worker who's getting the food from the grocer, that he's the shliach Baal Bais. What's the difference? Gemara says, my nafag ibinah, what's the nafkamina between the two explanations? Hayar chervoni cherish. What happens to the chervoni is a cherish, is a deaf mute. Someone who does not have das, that cannot be a shliach. According to the first explanation, there's no problem. So if the lumda says that the seller is the shliach of the balabais, so the seller, if he cannot be a shliach, you have no problem over here. It's not considered to be that the seller is feeding on behalf of the balabais, the poyel. But according to Rav Hillel, that the shliach is not the seller, but is the worker. So even if the seller is a cheresh, the worker is still the shliach of balabais, and then there's a problem, he needs to do meiser on the food that the poyel is buying from the chenvoni. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani lo yoimer adam lechaveiro heilech matayim dinar. A person now tells his friend who's on Amoritz, take 200 dinar, says the Gemara, that's samechei amud alef, v'shkoil al yedi le'oitzer, and pay the taxes that I owe to the king. Meaning, he says, I need to pay taxes. So here's $200. Please go and take some of the tefuah that you have, take the grain that you have, and pay for it, pay the king. So the Amoritz is doing it now on his behalf. And he's taking something which is not Musar. The one who gave the money, he's as if he's paying his obligations, his taxes, with something which is Tevel, which is not Musar. You're not allowed to use Maiser to go and pay taxes. Elo, oimer uloi, parshini minoitzer. What he says to him, he says, listen, here's $200, go take care of my tax. You take care of it. Not do it on my behalf. Not go and take your grain and pay the taxes, because here's the money, go pay with your grain my taxes. Here's the money, take the money and pay the taxes. The difference between the first and the second case is, in the first case, the Amoritz is a shliach of the balabais to pay taxes. So whatever he pays is a responsibility of the balabais. In the second case, it's as if he's selling him the lien. He says, I have an obligation to the king. Here's $200, you take care of it yourself. So if so, the Amoritz, whatever the Amoritz does, is now the responsibility of the one sending him. Similarly, a person now tells his friend, here's $200 and go pay the Uman, this craftsman that I need to pay him. I owe him this money. So do me a favor, you go do it on my behalf. Because again, if he's going to take now grain and pay it, it's considered to be the shliach of this person, and he's paying with Meiser, with Tevel. Or what he tells him is, I owe $200 to Umnus, here's $200, please go take care of it. How that Amoritz pays it is not a responsibility anymore to the Balabais, because again, it's considered to be as if he sold him this obligation, this lien, tells him, you take care of it, and Amoritz is paying his own lien, it's not a responsibility of the one who sent him. We reached here the end of Perek Shishi, Hadrulach HaMekabah Sodeh, Hadrulach HaMekabah Sodeh. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Dmai, Daf Samech Dalet.